Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio. Welcome to the Renegade Roundtable. This is your host for the evening, Kyle Hunt, and with me here, once again, thankfully, is Miss Shanae McCarthy.
I need to work on my radio voice. Like, you've got it down. You're like, ooh, welcome.
I only do that for the beginning.
Huh?
I only do that for the beginning.
I need to be more professional. Hello, everybody. Was that professional?
Yeah, you need to sound really fake.
Hi, guys. I am so happy to be here right now. I feel great. I'm totally not tired either.
Yeah.
I'm really awake. I feel alive. I'm in a rocking chair with a blanket on, to be honest.
Yeah. Past 8 p.m.
Literally in Grandma a rocking mode. Chair with a blanket. It's comfy, though.
So, Sinead... I don't know. Things happened this week.
Things happened. We literally just finished with all of our things for the day and sat down to do this show. So we saw a few things that happened today.
Didn't
New York City is covered in snow, and a bunch of people got stuck in traffic.
It's not even covered. It's 6 inches. I've been in New York City before when way more than that.
Well, now everyone's acting retarded when a little bit of something, some kind of weather happens. They've got to, like, you know. State of emergency.
I think it's all intentional.
Yeah,
and I think if they wanted to stop the California fires...
Oh, they could.
With all the resources that are at their disposal, that they could. But
they
don't
want
to.
They could start by not creating them.
That would be a good step.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious those are not just natural fires. But let's not talk about that, though. That's going to make us look bad.
Put on your tinfoil hat there.
Yeah, what are you, like a conspiratard?
You nutter.
Tinfoil tard. Tin tard. That's what I'm gonna...
Stop exposing these hoaxes. It makes us look ridiculous.
Oh, you know what? No. You need mental health help. If you don't believe that smiling Yenta, that she's really sad that all of her family was killed in the Holocaust shooting, what was it?
It wasn't all of her family. It was her son who survived Las Vegas and then was gunned down here. Let's actually listen to this.
What are the odds?
I love this one. I hope that somebody will remix this for me. I was looking for the remix of it. It's not out.
It's going to take forever.
This woman is better than Jean Rosen.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
I love when she shakes her head and the wig is like bobbing around.
Look at the teeth.
I want gun control.
She has her teeth bared.
Yeah.
It's like a rabid dog.
I want gun control.
Coming for your guns.
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, it all nice.
We need to get you a wig and a pair of glasses and have you, like, recreate this scene. You did a very good impression of her the other night.
Yeah,
you almost said exactly what she said.
And I'd only heard it maybe once before.
That's no, just... period. More, yeah. Period. Guns!
Here we go.
Period.
My name is Susan Orfanos. My son was Tel Orfanos. We lost him last night at the borderline shooting.
Oh.
My son was in Las Vegas with a lot of his friends, and he came home. He didn't come home last night, and I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, and I hope to God nobody else sends me any more prayers. I want gun control. No more guns. Thank you.
She storms off.
So what's great, of course, is
thank
that
you.
She, this scripted scene, they don't have her actually calling for no more guns.
Right.
In general. Of course, the police and military and anybody who's, you know, supposed to have Zog.
The UN.
Zog is supposed to have all of the guns.
But not us, because we're so dangerous. The U.S. military is not dangerous
though. They've never mass
murdered. They're helping little children all over the world right now, drone striking them. They're so wonderful. But us here, ooh, scary. Well,
and the UN, what does the UN do when they have troops in different countries?
They're armed.
And they're armed, yes, of course. When they have free reign, what do they do to those children that they're supposedly helping?
Rape them and kill them?
Notoriously. Notoriously, UN peacekeepers raping like crazy. And what about the DOD? The people who are in charge of who gets the guns and who gets the, you know, the money for defense spending.
Oh, I trust those guys.
What was it, you know, not too long ago? Was it 2012? I think actually the story first broke in 2010. People can go look this up themselves. I'll get to this part later when I'm working on the script. But you remember when the Pentagon had 3,300 people?
Yeah.
I think that was the number. Something like 3,300 people under investigation who worked at the Pentagon for child pornography on their computers. And do you know actually how many people got arrested for that? How many people?
Zero?
Yeah, zero.
Of course. Well, they're with the government. They're probably just investigating child pornography, like, to keep children safe.
Yes, yes,
they
so they're trying to learn about it.
Lots of it in order to, like, study and get inside the head of those child predators.
Yeah, researching.
It was research purpose. It was symbolic child porn viewing.
Yeah, but don't talk about Pizzagate either.
Oh, no.
It's not real. Rape rings and trafficking children.
No, it's totally not real.
It's one of those
Totally not important. Let's go read more books.
Yeah, don't talk about those things. It'll make you look bad.
That'll make us look crazy if we call it the child rapist.
The acceptable spectrum of discourse within right-wing, alt-right, etc., folk-right politics, it's really just so... It's not even two-dimensional. It's one-dimensional.
Yeah.
It is a line. Just a straight line. On one side, you have the left. And on the other side, you have the people who are right. It's the right.
Or you have the folk... Or the Christians. The folk.
Yeah. So, we have many people out there that we've talked about time and again, who we do not endorse, who we criticize, who we do not trust. And this is pretty much almost everybody that's out there.
Yeah,
pretty much. There are a few people here and there that I'm still on the fence about, but... A lot of the people, a lot of the voices out there who are speaking up for our cause.
Oh, yeah.
So two-dimensional.
And got some seedy connections. Like, this whole Boyd Rice. I mean, we're going to do some further shows on this. But this whole weird, you know, Michael Aquino, Temple of Set, Flowers.
Yeah, Edred Thorson, a.k.a. Stephen Flowers, a high-ranking member of the Temple of Set. At the time that the whole Presidio scandal was going down with Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino obviously raping children and being identified as being a child rapist and potentially murderer, and just look at the dude.
Yeah,
but
his eyebrows.
How many people went down for the Presidio scandal?
I'm going to go with zero.
How about the McMartin scandal?
Zero.
Yeah, and how many people went down... With what was going on with John Wayne Gacy.
Gacy. So many years of parents begging and pleading with authorities to do something, telling them, look, you know, we can prevent more murders of young boys. No, nothing happened.
I think it was maybe the second or third child that he himself murdered. Although all the testimony in the world shows that there were more people there, but only John Wayne Gacy, he was the fall guy. But the parents of one of the children, they were adamant. It's Gacy. Won't you look into Gacy?
Yeah.
So think about it. 30 more children could have been saved if the police just listened. Hey, you know that guy who had been convicted of raping children?
He raped other
children. He's possibly moved on after he got out of jail. He was supposed to serve 10 years. Do you know how many he served? I haven't shared
Three?
The script yet. No. Couple. 1.5. 18 months.
Oh my God.
For raping at least one boy. There were reports of two. I think he might have only gotten convicted of just the one rape. And it was actually of the son of a fellow member of the JCs. Well, it's the Junior Chamber of Commerce or something like that. It's this pretty influential group within politics. I mean, this guy was the Democrat precinct leader. But again, Pizzagate's not real. Oh, man, this has been going on for so long. And then...
Oh, it's in your face.
And then, of course, what happens, what pops up right after Gacy and a number of other things, this child pornography network that it was getting exposed, they didn't even connect it to what was happening with Gacy. And it was happening within a mile or so in Chicago. No connection.
There's straight up child porn links being shared on Gab.
It wasn't just child pornography. It was actually trafficking as well, where they would mail out these catalogs, essentially, be able to fly people all over the place. And of course, what happens after that, you have Tom Philpott, who did Boys for Sale.
Yeah. Didn't he end up dead?
I'll talk about that in just a second. Okay. But they exposed, of course, the new right in there. Now, this is the old new right, but I don't think it differs very much.
It's not. It's the same old thing.
Yeah, the gay old pedophile party. People want to point to, of course, Gacy. Look, it's the liberals. Oh, come on. Now, look at what happens years later. It's both. This is how they control.
And they work together.
They're all compromised. Yeah, of course. I mean, but you could just look at Dennis Hastert, the leading member of, he was the number one, maybe third in line for the presidency. I think because he was chairman of the House, was it? I forget. People need to look that one up.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into Hastert in a little while. But he was the Republican. Yeah, Speaker of the House, maybe. Was that it? Yeah. That's what I meant. Who is it going to be now? I think Nancy Pelosi has to hand over her gavel or something. I'm not following this.
I don't even understand. Understood any of it. I've always thought it was bullshit.
I've known that they're not for us.
Mm-hmm.
So why even?
Why do I care? Why am I going to entertain their delusional roles that they play? Because they don't. The whole entire thing is rotten to the core.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really make a difference. Oh, Nancy Pelosi stepped down. Another piece of shit took her place. Ooh, wow.
And if you expose them. Try to make your life living hell, and they also will potentially end it.
Yeah.
As with Philpott, soon after doing the Boys for Sale interview, he was accosted. He had a break-in, and the person tried to shoot him with his own gun. Jeez. I think he might have been injured. I'm not sure if he was actually shot, but that was what was attempted. And he thought, they're trying to suicide me. They're trying to make it look like I committed suicide. Yeah. What happened 10 years later? So Boys for Sale was released in 81. He was shot in 82, I think. And then in 91, Tom Philpott killed himself. He was depressed.
They had to wait.
Yeah, and
they never forget. It's not, and it's never like, you know, oh, the slate is clean. Like, they're coming for you no matter what.
Well, that film... The Franklin scandal film. I think, was that the title of it? Boys Town? The one about...
Yeah, I thought it was Boys for Sale, no?
No. This is the one that came out. Yeah, the Franklin, the one in the Franklin cover-up.
Which came out Silence?
Maybe 85, something like that. Yeah. That one was set to be released and actually be seen by a lot of people. It got completely buried. Yeah. They would not... It was shut down. The only reason we're able to see it today is because somebody was able to keep a copy of one of the later edits.
Jeez.
And then they eventually leaked it. And now we have the internet.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How dare you try and expose these child rapists?
No, what should we talk about instead? Let's not do that. Let's talk about fluffy things instead.
Let's talk about...
Miss Unicorn. But seriously, that's essentially what's going on when I see shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I see Lana dressed up as a pink unicorn.
Guys, don't worry about the child rapist. Look, glitter. What? Fairy dust. Woo!
Yeah.
Yay.
Ayla as Raggedy Ann.
We'll just play dress up, guys.
You've got a lot of different distractions out there where they're not hard hitting. Now, I'm not saying you have to be 100% hard hitting all the time. But it would be great if you came close.
A lot of one-trick ponies. Where they just, I'm just going to talk about this one thing.
This is my
over
niche.
And over and over again.
I've got my community. They will donate their checks via...
I'm just going to keep talking about the same thing.
Via
you know?
YouTube. They'll send their super chats.
Yeah. And I won't ever be dangerous. Talk about things that are immediate threats, like vaccines, poisoning of our food, water, our children being indoctrinated, children being raped and murdered, genocide. No. Let's talk about what books we need to read this week.
You don't want to get kicked off YouTube. How are you gonna? How are you gonna get super
club,
chats?
Very Indo-European book club. Put the fourth position up there, Alexander Dugin. He's very Indo-European.
Okay, let's just go over what you're talking about there. But somebody I watched a few of his videos over the years. Some of them, I just never really liked
the
guy.
He does good work, though, Kyle.
But Sinead, he does some good work.
Kyle says that just to trigger me, and I turned to him. I'm like, I'm going to strangle you, Kyle. Don't say it again. Yeah, Sinead, but he does good work. I don't really care. A lot of people think Bryan Singer's freaking movies were good. It doesn't mean, like... You're off the hook because you made a thing that was kind of good and didn't suck. Like, you're exempt from criticism now.
And
we did good work, too. No one ever brings that shit up when they criticize
but
us.
But Kyle and Sinead did good work.
They did a million films that touched on very...
6 million.
We did 6 million films that touched on very controversial things that most people are too afraid to touch. But no. Let's not say that. Let's just nitpick at them. Oh my god, they screamed at a pedophile, incestuous pedophile on the phone. Oh my god, they're so crazy.
How many...
That was trying to hurt our son.
How many Goyim/Shiksa Goddess music videos do you think you released?
Oh my god, I don't even know. So many of them are gone that I don't even remember some of them. Probably like 6 million.
Yeah, once in a while I come across ones that have a lot of views on somebody else's channel. Yeah. That I didn't even remember. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But I do remember a lot of the songs when I will be out and I hear them. Let's say I'm at the gym or something.
Like, oh, I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
I've got his version of this.
Mudblood.
You know, a lot of those, and look, for me, it's not about getting views to feed my ego. It's about getting the message out there. So for me, views equal more people learning about Jewish control and white genocide. So for a while there, I mean... They were getting so many views, and each time they would shut me down, I would come back, they would still get so many views. And then it came up to a point where the censorship got so intense that literally, as I put that heap dumping thing out. Do I need to get closer to the mic? I put that heap dumping thing out on YouTube, and literally within less than a day, maybe a few hours, it was taken down immediately. And I mean, this Renegade Vids Mirror channel is going to be gone somewhat soon. It's like, I can't keep a channel up. And people say, oh, well, just sign up for another one and another one. I have to keep getting fake freaking phone numbers. And it's like, why don't you help me sign up for another one? Like, I don't have time to
freaking
do this all the time.
Throw me a fake account. They won't even let me sign in.
Yeah, once you're showed, like, you can't even...
It becomes very difficult.
You can't even sign in to look at your subscriptions or respond to comments. I mean, it would be one thing where they ban your channel, you can no longer be a creator, but you can still use your handle to comment, go into the live chats,
I used to... I had a lot of subscriptions. Of course, a lot of those channels eventually got kicked off, but...
Right. But it's all gone. I mean, videos that you liked, playlists that you had compiled, it's all gone.
Basically... Every video that I posted over the years on Renegade Tribune is now gone. Yeah. There are a few, but I embedded so many videos over the years.
Do you see any of Red Ice's shit getting censored? Oh, they got a strike.
They had a strike.
Oh my god, they got a strike. they're so dangerous.
We've been talking about YouTube censorship. The ADL's been talking about YouTube censorship for years.
Yeah.
And just now Red Ice gets a strike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, this is crazy.
They can't live stream for a month.
Oh no. I guess they're going to be on like Streamlabs or something. I tried to look into that, but since I have a Mac, I don't know. I'd have to do it on one of your laptops, but we are on stream.me. It's going to be my triggeritis outlet. So whenever I get triggered, I'm going to go on there and live stream with my shitty phone.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. We'll see how long it lasts. I mean, I got a poll started there. Who's responsible for white genocide?
Women,
I should have put that. Actually, it's Larry David. I don't know why no one voted for that. It is single-handedly Larry David.
You could make some arguments looking through Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld.
That he's secretly
how
behind
somehow
all
he basically turned the American mind into kosher jelly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
With Seinfeld and just these this terrible sitcom and just Jewish humor.
And then when he jokes about a little girl's genitalia on his show, remember talking about how she had a rash?
What about Seinfeld talking about the pancakes with Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, the baby.
Oh yeah, just imagine it tastes just like, or something about it tastes just like young human flesh.
Wow.
Something like that. And when I posted that video on Renegade Tribune where Jerry Seinfeld's talking about what young human flesh tastes
normal,
like,
normal con.
There was somebody who had never commented before, never been approved to comment on the site. Somehow the comment just gets through, and it's Jerry Seinfeld Hasbro. About how it's just a joke. You don't understand the
Jerry
gag.
Jerry Seinfeld has his own section of the IDF that like sits around in a computer room all day.
It's not
someone said something about Jerry.
Do you know what the JIDF actually stands for? It's Jerry's.
Jerry's Internet Defense League.
Oh,
Jerry Seinfeld, damn it. God, he's got some good protection there. You can't criticize the Jerry. I always thought his stupid show was stupid, and I never understood why anyone thought his stand-up was good. It was just like some annoying guy there trying to be funny, but it really was never funny at all.
What's the deal with my Jewish humor?
Isn't that crazy, guys? Yeah, cue the laugh track. No one actually finds that
stand-up
funny.
Comics are... They can be good. I've seen some good stand-up comics, but the Jewish
it's just shock
nature
value.
Of stand-up comedy is so disgusting. I don't understand how anybody goes and actually thinks it's funny. I really think without a laugh track or without idiots surrounding you laughing, people would just sit there and think,
I don't get it.
Why am I supposed to laugh about fecal matter?
I found that gross. Oh, hold on.
All right, you go
Our
talk
son
to
is
him.
Apparently not asleep yet. Hey, Mom! What? I thought you were asleep.
All right, so.
I'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back.
What are you doing?
Jerry Seinfeld. Yes, incredible man. Picture with the IDF. Now, there was a lot of Hasbro also for somebody who I posted on the Tribune, and that would be Anthony Bourdain when he's talking about how the only solution, the final solution to the white problem, is for everybody to blend out. Now, it was actually the person he was talking to who was saying this. And then he said, oh, yeah, it's the only solution. So Bourdain thinks that white genocide, where white people no longer exist, was the only solution. Now, after he died, Anthony Bourdain, ultimate truth teller. Let's try to keep his reputation in order. This Jewish man who's been photographed with Teflon on his arm and his head at the freaking Wailing Wall, and yet there are people out there who were running Hasbro for Anthony Bourdain. And that was after I had severed some connections with the New Nationalist outfit, but I was just shocked they would go so far as to hold up Anthony Bourdain as a hero after he promoted white genocide. So when Sinead gets back, we'll talk a bit more about some of the people who like to blame non-Jews for white genocide. We need to blame ourselves. That's a big one that I hear around. It's been going on for a while. Kevin MacDonald, who, let's be honest, he's done some great work. Sinead's not here to hear me, but I'll mention it to her. Did you know he wrote Culture of Critique? You cannot criticize him. He wrote Culture of Critique. He is beyond reproach. So who cares if he was donning a MAGA hat?
The cats are trying to bust in here.
Did you know that Kevin MacDonald has done some good work?
I'm gonna strangle you on live radio.
That's called a choke, not a strangle.
Whatever.
Now,
chokes are better. They are. Strangling is stupid. It's like a waste of energy.
But he wrote Culture of Critique. You can't criticize him.
Yeah, but he wrote that book that was published by Jews about how Jews operate and stuff. So, like, he's dangerous. Oh, my God. Okay.
What a strange night with him.
I don't understand what's going on.
We're almost to a break. What I'll do is I'll hook us up to the conference call so that we could potentially take some phone calls here. Talk about Jerry Seinfeld. Talk about the things that are important. Jerry's kids. Oh, yeah. Jewy Jerry. You think George Soros is bad. This guy's running the show, man. Okay, so, white genocide. Who's behind it? I mean, it's got me scratching my head. I'm just thinking. I'm told that I should just examine worldwide statistics, but I can't seem to figure out who's behind white genocide. Is it pathological altruism behind white genocide?
Yes, we are genociding ourselves because Varg Kiker has told me that.
And, well, do you know who actually is behind that pathological altruism?
Women and boomers and feminists. Women. And leftists.
Yes, women. Leftists, SJWs.
Not male chauvinists, though.
And not male Jews.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not any kind of Jew because Jews are awesome. And you need to stop genociding yourself, well, Goyim.
Well, not all Jews. There are leftist Jews, Sinead.
Oh, that's right. And we don't like them. But the right-wing Jews,
yes,
are A-okay.
Look at their ethnostate in Israel.
They have a folk soul. You know, they are the folk right. And we need to look to them to be more folkish.
Yeah. They still got klezmer
music. They
have
in-group preference, you know.
Uh-huh.
And us white women, we're just stupid. And, like, we just go around humping baboons and stuff.
Who was saying that, basically, we can't criticize them because they're so nationalist? Recently, you told me. Was it Carolyn? Was it, or Survive the Jive?
I don't think so. Survive the Jive just supports Dugin.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I've heard that argument so many times, I just can't remember who was the most recent one.
It's an obvious operation, and Varg Kikernes and all his little minions, I mean, he probably has some dumbass followers who are swallowing his poison, but it's a clear operation, and it's really sad when there's only one other person in, say, a comment section that says, yeah, you know what, it is Jews, stop blaming white people. It's illegal.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Renegade Broadcasting has a sister site where you can find insightful articles from the past and present, the latest in health and wellness, research, analysis of current events, profound poetry, amazing artwork, lots of videos and podcasts from other content creators, and so...
All right, we're sick of hearing...
much more.
We're sick of hearing...
Visit Renegade Trivia. I hate that commercial. I hate listening to myself. I'm like, shut up.
Well... Why aren't more people sending us commercials? Someone did.
I liked that guy. What's with his accent?
I don't know. Where's he from?
Is it like Austrian? No. I really liked hearing that accent. Renegade Broadcasting. It was awesome. Yeah. Thank you, whoever sent that, and thank you to Anthony, who has written many commercials. A lot of them I've voiced, but Anthony has written, so he deserves the credit. I just went ahead and read it.
I think. Was it Colwyn who...
Did Colwyn
do
one?
No, it was somebody else.
Good articles.
No, somebody actually wrote one to me to my P.O. box.
Oh, that's cool.
And I read it out.
Just have to record it.
Yeah. So, please, people, you want to hear something over and over again? It does help to hammer home a point. Like Hyas?
Yeah, clearly.
The Hyas commercial about... Yeah. How they're genociding white people. But no, don't point that out. You're trying to play the victim game. We need to take responsibility for this.
They tried to say that, well, no one forced white people to watch TV and to race mix. Yeah, okay, so you're telling me that white people created these MKUltra mind control, MK Mega, all this shit to mind control people to hate themselves and to sexualize children so they could genocide themselves? That makes no sense.
Shay, you know what's a great image just to show what this is really all about and how women are doing it all? The one where the men have the army men have the bayonets and they're forcibly diversifying.
Yeah.
But the white women pushing the white women towards diversity at the point of a bayonet. I think that was staged.
Those women were cowards for not taking a bayonet in the stomach. Okay? Because the Kimbrians would have freaking done that. All right? The Kimbrians aren't cowards. Like those women.
All right. So you were getting into some arguments in the comment section of that video, the consequence of cowardice.
Yeah. I don't even know why I'm even entertaining these retards.
It was Varg, I believe, who you were.
Yeah, top
first
comment from Varg. Varg Kikerness, who thinks autism is actual intellectual elitism. It's not vaccine damage. He married a high schooler after he got out of jail for murdering someone. Who's an edgy black metal, like, talentless loser, in my opinion. I don't know why anybody thought his music was good. It sucked. Even his newer stuff, it was retarded.
I've got to be honest. I simply...
I don't get it.
I don't get the fascination with all of that kind of music where...
It's a certain type of person.
It's assaulting my head with this kind of dissonant sounds. Yeah. It's not even music. It's just distortion.
I mean, there's some hard rock, and I love drums and guitars, and like there's a time and place for that kind of stuff. But with his stuff, it just sucked, in my opinion. I just really didn't think he had any talent.
What about the Halloween makeup he'd wear, though?
Oh yeah, that's really folkish. Yeah, but then he went and married some high schooler, and they're both autistic, but they're also
What was he doing in the comment section?
Oh, he was like, this is a very good video, blah, blah, blah. So I start, you know, since no one else is going to do it, I say, hey, you know, what's up with that video of you claiming that we are genociding ourselves? Because this doesn't add up. You're here on a video about cowardice and naming the enemy and the Kimbrians and all that.
Wasn't he actually saying in that video that not only are we genociding ourselves, but that we deserve to be genocided?
Yes, because we've made pee pills. You made the pee pill.
Yeah, well, we've brought technology and we've did all these things. But we've destroyed nature.
It's high tech that white people are all behind, you know, all these robot armies coming to kill
us. White people definitely aren't behind natural conservation efforts. Not at all.
He said we're genociding ourselves.
It was the noble Africans he was applauding for.
Yes. They just live in their little mud huts and they don't bother anybody like us white people. Us fellow white people that go around raping and pillaging and ruining the world as he sits there in his freaking diesel car uploading a video to YouTube. Oh, revolt against the modern world.
He's not actually French.
Yeah, well, he's a wannabe French person. He's living there like an idiot. Oh, I can't name the Jews illegal. How convenient, Varg, really. But even if you couldn't name the Jew, for you to go out and say we're genociding ourselves, you are a piece of shit. And the fact that he has followers that hang on his every word, like fanboys and fangirls, is extremely disturbing to me. Just shows you that people can be led to their own enslavement so easily with some kind of idol, some kind of musician guy. Ooh, he was cool, but everybody thinks he's counterculture. He's not like the mainstream. He's not like Justin Bieber. He loves white people. He's folkish. That's why he says we're genociding ourselves, because he just cares about the folk. Folk life.
You know, you can keep your videos up on YouTube if you say white people are genociding white people.
Maybe I need to just go over the top and see how long I can keep a channel.
You can complain about China, like Red Ice.
The Chinese question or Chinese problem, whatever the stupid video.
There is a yellow peril, but who is actually behind China. It?
Yeah.
So you can criticize China. You can criticize a lot of different groups. Not really the homopederasts.
Nope.
And not the Jews. So is it or is it not cowardly to not talk about the Jews because you'll have your YouTube channel shut down?
It's the definition of cowardice. That's why I find it so rich that we have Varg Bikerness. Top comment there. yeah, this was great. And then saying later on down in the comment section, then two other people come out to basically run Hasbro saying, you know, oh, we deserve it. No one forced us to do this. Then I said, please explain to me how white people created a debt-based currency in order to enslave themselves. Please. Please tell me about this, how it had nothing to do with the Jews. They, whenever I bring up the debt-based fiat currency that, you know, and usury and all of this, they try and say, well, you don't have to be in debt if you live a simple life.
You don't have to use money.
You fucking morons.
You don't have to use money.
You don't have to use money. You could use cryptocurrency. It's so different. It's not controlled like money is.
Can you pay your property taxes in grass cuttings and things?
I'm pretty sure no, I can't. I can't go offer to like volunteer at the local town hall. Like, hey, we can't pay our property taxes because they're we can't afford it. And they'll say, oh, just like scrub these dishes and stuff. Yeah, and that's cool. You can. We won't foreclose on your house or anything. No.
You need to get outside the system. Build a little mud hut in the forest.
I need to build...
Squat in the forest and squat to poop. That is what will get you back to the real
roots.
Trad way.
What we need to do is just build a log cabin in the middle of a forest fire. Okay?
So,
and if we do that and we have no electricity, turn our phones off, and we just like read Evola books all day, Julius Evola is like the spirit of him is going to just help us get through this.
Yes.
Evola was a degenerate piece of shit that the National Socialists wanted nothing to do with. Yet all of a sudden he's Volkisch. Volkisch.
Yeah, he was
Isn't
banned.
That a freaking... I'm sorry, I'm getting fired up. Isn't that a German word, Volkisch?
Yes.
You fucking idiots, you Nazbols, hijacking our words. Little Volkisch as I promote Julius Evola and Arctos and Alexander Dugin.
Yeah.
People are pieces of shit, and not enough people are calling them out, and that's what gets me so mad.
Survive the Jive, promoting Dugin and saying he's very Indo-European.
Very Indo-European, and when I asked him that, he refuses to respond, because, you know, there's no response. He's a subversive piece of shit. He also has an interview with Boyd Rice, where he's, like, snuffing... I don't even know if he's snorting cocaine or...
Boyd,
snuff.
This is. Yeah. And we'll get into that whole scene, with the whole total... edgy, satanic artist.
Ooh, Death in June. They're so
seeing
cool.
Michael Moynihan.
God, I never... Before I understood all of this as clearly as I do now, I never felt like I fit in, and this is fucking why. I was like, I don't know. Why do all these pro-white people listen to death metal and, like, have death metal shirts and shit all the time?
I was a little... I liked more of the Saga stuff when I was first getting in. I was like, hey,
this is pretty good.
But that's not... Saga's gone.
I wondered why. Probably because she was chased off by all these freaking retards.
Probably.
Just like Teutonic Warrior chick.
That's actually what happened. She was...
She literally was chased off.
Chased off by the CI manosphere, essentially,
like
back in the day.
Beautiful, intelligent, brave woman who stood up and had no backup, as usual. Luckily, Kyle and I have each other. She didn't have any backup.
We actually met up with her. She seems like a very nice woman, but she's
totally
out.
Extremely nice, and she was just concerned about our well-being. Like, well, you guys are... You're a nice little family. I don't want anything bad to happen to you.
Yeah.
I understood where she was coming from.
No, we don't fight. This should be obvious, but we don't fight for the sake of the movement.
No, because I can't stand.
No, the movement.
I fight for the children who are innocent that have no future right now.
What about the old people too? Who
them too?
You gotta hang the boomers. No, I mean, but there's so many good.
Yes.
Well-intentioned older people who themselves are being hung out to dry,
yep.
Having to work in supermarkets,
yep. Oh,
breaks
my heart.
Who have been screwed over in so many different ways,
yep.
And many of them don't actually have big families or ones that are close to them.
Take care of them. They're going to be in a nursing home getting abused by some foreign workers that hate them, they don't give a shit about them. And that's the future for everybody here listening, too, who hasn't done anything, you don't have, you know, any kind of family, or you don't have anyone to protect you. It's not like you're just going to come out of this unscathed if you stay under the radar and play it safe. I mean, it's not. There's always a risk, but the risk of not doing anything is way worse, in my opinion. Because at least I can say that I did everything I could. I can't look in my child's eyes and say, sorry, I was such a coward. Enjoy your life of slavery and torture. Whoops, sorry, I was just a little too scared to try and help you out there, son. No. Mm. No, I won't do that. I was responsible enough, you know, we brought him into this world. We need to be responsible about creating a world that he can inherit and not forcing the responsibilities of what needs to be done onto children. That's what makes me so sick. This whole push to have as many children as possible, have a bunch of children, because they're going to fix the problems. No, you fucking morons. That's criminal.
Have a lot of children. Bring them with you to gaze for Trump at the next RNC. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
What could go wrong? Have all
bring
those children.
Bring them to the Temple of Set meetups with flowers in his Volkish community.
Yeah, Adam Waffen.
Yeah.
And the Manson worshippers, yeah.
Yeah, read Siege to your children.
Read Siege to your children, faggot.
Read Siege to your kids, faggot.
Read Iron Gates to your kids, faggot. That's the even more satanic and gruesome book, apparently.
Oh, God. It's just rotten to the core. But the thing that really frustrates me is that it's you and I. We need backup so badly. Yeah, there might be other people out there pretending to expose the alt-right.
I mean, we have a few people in the chat room, in the comment sections, but...
I just mean, like, people, like, making propaganda and making stuff, calling these people out. We need a comprehensive list and, like, visual representation of all the people that have promoted Dugin, that have made excuses
white
for
Sharia.
Nazis, white Sharia, because all these people are connected. And, like, that's why you could call us paranoid, you could call us abrasive, whatever.
But at least you can't call us Nazbols.
That's right. And we want nothing to do with white Sharia, we want nothing to do with 99.9% of this pro-white shit, because it's an absolute joke. Does that mean that we hate our people? We want them genocided? No. And you know what? We seem to be the only two people calling out who's doing it.
Actually, No Race did call us Nazbols as he re-uploaded MAGA Opus, Rise of the Nazbols by us.
What the? Is he just a dumb person? Or is he just trying to muddy the waters in a really pathetic attempt?
I think he's running an operation, to be honest.
Well, I think he's running an operation as well, but I'm trying to understand the motive behind calling us Nazbols as we made the film exposing Nazbols.
I don't know.
No Race. Yeah. He was pretending to be all anti-communist and anti-Jew, and then he was basically, you know, putting forth critical race theory.
He's the new
no
Franz Boas, actually.
No race exists.
Because
okay?
In critical race theory, they actually, they believe race exists. They just hate white people. But with Franz Boas, he hated white people, but he would argue that, as an anthropologist, that race just, it's a social construct. There is no such thing
Dante
as race.
Yeah, well, Dante or Dionque or whatever, Tyrone, whatever the fuck your name is. We're not Nazbols. Take my frickin' video down. You're not allowed to share it. Because I hate you.
Yeah, we pretty much have a policy that anybody can just take the videos and upload
but
them.
But not him.
But don't call us frickin' Nazbols.
Not DeAndre. Yeah, we're not Nazbols, so why are you trying to confuse
me? I wouldn't care if a black person re-uploads any of our videos.
I don't care at all.
But if he's calling us Nazbols and saying that I don't even exist as a white person,
then take that shit down. You're clearly just trying to muddy the waters.
Why would Nazbols expose?
Nazbols.
This is the real conspiracy.
We're actually seeing
we're
Nazbols.
Leading the Nazbols.
Guys, I'll admit it. All right. I'll admit it.
You should see our commie armbands.
I'm wearing a commie hat right now, and I'm doing a commie dance.
It's just so ridiculous how they try to marry the two aesthetics with the National Socialist or fascist
it's
aesthetic.
It's laughable, and that's why most people think it's a joke, but it's not a joke.
No.
This is the majority of your pro-white movement is literally Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
They are literally Bolsheviks, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it became so clear even after we released that.
Yep.
Remember Avalion with her Bolshevik hat on with the hammer and sickle?
She even recently, she's got super fat, by the way. It's probably just living with autistic Cody eating chicken tendies all day. But she was like a communist, like Russian bot made out of a cardboard box for Halloween, all fat. Like, it was pretty bad.
Pretty big.
She's doing
actually.
Big things. Doing big things. Getting big.
So we have... We have that. We've got Carolyn sharing the image of the two women, the Russian women.
No, but she's like against the alt-right now, though. She's
with
like
the commie hats on, hammer and sickles right there in the photo. And she's saying basically that these women are so sexy. I don't know why Western men love these Russian women so much.
Because American women are all fat.
American women, well, even the thin ones, they're not wearing hammers and sickles. How can they be sexy?
I'm sorry.
Can't be sexy without the sickle.
I'm going to get my Nazbol armband. I'm going to get a nose ring and I'm going to shave my head. What about, so I can be a true nut.
Jay Dyer saluting.
Yeah, in his commie hat.
Yeah.
And I love Arctos. Thank you to Drew who snagged this, because I don't really keep an eye on Twitter anymore since I'm not on there, but Arctos had retweeted Jay Dyer saying, "We're not Nazis. We don't want anything to do with German people. We were very happy about World War II, blah, blah, blah." So you have these people using Volkisch, using a German word, trying to relate themselves to the struggle of Western Europeans, and they're freaking Nazis. It's disgusting. But again, I don't know who said that quote about, you know, good men doing nothing. That's the true sad thing. You know, there's a lot of evil in the world, but the most evil thing is not doing anything about the evil.
That's not really the quote.
Okay, whatever. But that's the
problem. The only thing that it takes for evil to triumph is something good about men to do nothing. Yeah. Yep.
And that's what I see. Even if it's just a little thing within this movement. To, you know, to call out that stuff and to say, hey, especially if you have a channel that's getting a lot of traction and you have a strong voice. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me why you wouldn't want to say,
even if you don't have a strong voice.
You know, yeah, you don't have to have a strong voice. You need to just point out, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You're blaming a people that are being genocided right now when it's clear that organized Jewry is, I mean, they tell us every single day exactly what they're doing. It's not like we have to dig for proof about this. It's out in the open.
We're so desperate for backup that we were willing to entertain Veganator for a while because he's one of the only people who was actually talking about white Sharia being a
repulsive concept. That's why they send in these people that, like, oh, they say all the right things to begin with, and then they start going all weird. And then when we disengage with them, we become the bad guys. But, I mean, that's not going to prevent us from speaking the truth, guys that are trying to infiltrate all the time. So, I guess, keep it coming. It's a never-ending revolving door.
You're just killing our unity. You buzzkill.
Unity is overrated, honestly. That doesn't mean that I have to be working against other people, but divide and conquer. We all have a purpose. We all have something that we're good at. We don't all need to sit in a circle and be like, oh, I love you. We're all on the same page about this. Just go out and do something. Do something powerful. Create something.
Tell the truth. Read lots of books.
Yeah, sit down with a little book pile and
get comfy and cozy.
Reading is wonderful. Okay. Yep. You know, fantastic.
I have the Tribune, short articles on there. People read them. I love
to read. Honestly, these days I don't have the time for it. Before I was a mom, I had a lot more time for that. Now I'm reading books to my son, which is even better. But you need to engage your mind and your body. So many people in this movement are sedentary fat asses who sit there and think that they can just, you know, ooh, I'm going to make my brain really powerful and big, and then I'll be able to take on the world. That's wonderful. Grow your mind, grow your spirit, but don't forget about your body and your physical fitness. That's extremely important.
And actual kinds of activism, engagement.
Yes.
What I see is that there are a lot of people out there running their little niche channels who are there to get you to bury your head in the sand.
Yep.
Don't pay attention to all the Israeli chipped killer robots coming around.
Don't
pay attention to what the Pentagon's doing here, what the Zionists, the neocons, the Jewish supremacists are doing.
Pictures.
Especially within the Republican Party. No, don't pay attention to Israel. They're a Volk state. Just leave them be.
Let's focus. Why? That's what she said.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, okay. So was Karen. Right. Why are you criticizing Jews all the time? We need to focus on ourselves. Jews have an intact ethnos.
That's literally what she said. An intact ethnos.
Then Richard Spencer, the white Zionist.
A methnos.
You should respect us, Israelis. You need to get on our side. Remember that interview where he wanted the funding?
I'm a white Zionist.
I know that he also said, this is a while ago, I think, where he said that Israelis might find a lot in common with us, and I would be surprised to, you know, find one day that they'd be willing to fund our efforts and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they already are.
And the Nazbols, I really think, in order for this many people to be promoting national Bolshevism hardcore, there's got to be money behind
it.
Of
course!
It's not just that people somehow get caught up in this and think, oh, this is the solution. This is so cool.
There is money behind this, and it's very obvious. I mean, people are very motivated by, like, a couple $1,000s. Oh, yeah, sure.
I just saw this today. I never listened to this. Perhaps one day we should. It's the Daily Shoah Episode 301, Intersectional NAS Bowl, featuring Mike Enoch, J.A. De La Rey, and Eric Stryker. And they engage in 2 hours of pure NAS Bowl gang posting.
Huh. And they also have the Puh gang now, like the pagan gang. You know, like Knott's Bowl
the
gang.
The Puh gang. The Puh gang.
I mean, I should just read to you some of these comments. That, I mean, it's ridiculous. And you can see how clear their agenda is. Again, where are the other people calling these people out?
Kicked off YouTube, maybe.
Yeah. But,
I can't comment.
I know. They say, where is it? Yeah, I love this one. I spent a couple years trying to red pill people I was close with on Zionists. Yeah, you already know they're full of shit when they're trying to say Zionists. But everyone's way too brainwashed. The NPC meme is popular because it's true. It totally wasn't just created. I would get in full-blown arguments about it and lost friends over it. The brainwashing is unfortunately too deep. The best thing you can do is find a virgin wife and have complete self-control over yourself. And be as self-sufficient as you possibly can. So, yeah, go out and find a virgin wife, and that's going to stop the Jews.
I've seen so many people talking about, oh, yeah, you need virgin. So you need a virgin, like, just comments
creepy,
I've deleted.
Honestly.
Virgins. You can't have anything that's been tainted, and it needs to be a virgin. And what, of course, is this essentially promoting? Because, yes, because what they'll
I'm
always
not
put
saying
forth.
That, like, every, you're bad if you're still a virgin.
Everybody,
but let's be real.
Every woman by the age 16 has ridden the cock carousel, so you gotta go younger to find the virgin you need, boy.
That's disgusting.
That's what they're.
I mean,
advocating.
You know, if that's what people want to do, they want to save themselves to your marriage, that's beautiful. Go for it. But let's be real. The majority of the population has not done that. People were sexualized at a very young age. And if you fall in love with somebody and you find out, oh, they're not a virgin at age 20-something, like, are you really going to say, oh my god, no?
The 40-year-old incel needs
Kyle,
a virgin
Kyle, why weren't you
now?
A virgin when I met you?
I was. What are you talking about?
I knew it.
I never even had a girlfriend before.
I knew it. Yeah, guys, everyone needs to be virgins when they're 25. Okay? And if you're not, you're a freaking piece of shit. You gotta go. You gotta go into the Handmaid's Tale slavery camp.
That's what Heimbach said he was busy doing in his departure from White Nationalism. Catching
watching
up on the Hulu or Netflix
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
That was legitimately what he said to one of these interviewers.
See, that to me, it's all just so fake. I mean, he's literally playing a character.
Yeah.
Of like,
you know, what people might argue, oh, he's just trolling them, but come on. After he, and what about the photo of him before the whole incident with his stepmother, stepfather
can't even wrap my,
thing?
I still cannot understand what happened. All I just think of is Walmart, and they were there.
Somebody,
and the trailer.
I think Matt Parrott fled to Walmart.
No, it was Matt Heimbach that fled to Walmart.
No, did he? After beating Matt.
There were trailers.
Matt. He choked Parrott unconscious twice, I think.
Whoa, that's so badass. So, like, he woke up and then choked him out again.
Yeah, he got choked out again. That's a double.
That's so weird that he just stood there watching, like, when you wake up again, I'm going to choke you out again. Might as well. Like,
Matt Parrott needs to learn the secret to defending against any choke.
Chin to chest.
No. Tap, tap.
Tap, tap.
Tap, tap.
People need to go watch Master Ken on YouTube. It's really funny. He's like a parody karate guy, and he's found the way to defend against any Brazilian jiu-jitsu submission, and it's called tap tap.
Yeah, they'll stop.
Tap out.
They'll stop doing it immediately.
With just two little movements, tap tap. Okay, we're probably the only ones that find that funny, but
yeah,
I think it's funny.
Oh yeah, that's one of the only other things I'll watch for at least some kind of entertainment or educational value. Some of the stuff about martial arts frauds, or really good fights over the years.
Oh, I love watching martial arts frauds. It's so funny.
You know what I hate? UFC.
I hate Dana White, and I hate that good people are going to be enslaved
Not even just Dana.
The whole UFC.
Ari Emanuel.
And who was the guy that Raleigh always used to talk about? Aram?
He runs Aram? Boxing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm... Boxing bores the hell out of me, honestly.
Okay, I am kind of looking forward to the Tyson Fury, yes. Deontay Wilder. Because it's such an interesting story. And he did call out the Jews and said they're brainwashing everybody.
Well,
and okay. he ballooned up to 400 pounds and then lost 160 of it. If and now he looks good.
If it's high-level boxing, but when we went to that fight where we were overstimulated, there was an MMA cage, and then there was a boxing match going on at the same time, and so, I couldn't watch the boxing.
It'd be MMA or kickboxing within the cage, yeah. And then boxing in the other ring. Nobody even cheered for
Nobody
the boxing.
Nobody gave a shit about the boxing.
It's so boring, especially amateur, because they wear the headgear.
And, like, so every time they get into the clinch, where in MMA you would take it to the ground at that point, or you would, you know, like, try for submissions or something, in boxing they just have to, like, separate it back out. Okay, guys, stop the clinch, and then, okay, now start punching each other again.
Yeah, well, UFC, okay, that's where all the great fighters are. And I don't argue that they're not
UFC,
great fighters.
Not just UFC, Invicta, Bellator.
But there are others. But UFC bought up the main competitors.
Yes, of course. They're like
and
the premier.
They are the premier. And
they're Jews.
How obvious is it now that Trump's Hollywood agent, Ari Emanuel, yep. The brother of Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Chicago boy.
You've got him now owning UFC.
Even those old UFC posters that we see sometimes, they have, like, Trump in the corner, you know, like, sponsored by Trump Towers.
Well,
they're
Trump,
held at the Mandalay
it's
Bay. Just,
or, it's so telling that yeah. Trump is tied in to professional wrestling, yeah. WWE, and the McMahon family.
Mm-hmm. Think about how
in such intimate ways.
Joe Rogan is and how influential he is, not just to the fight community, but to everybody. I mean, like, everyone thinks Joe Rogan's so cool.
He would have been a complete has-been if he wasn't popularized because of his role in UFC.
Yeah.
He got in pretty early. Was it UFC 10 or 11 or 12 or something?
Did he fight for UFC?
No, but apparently he's pretty good.
Yeah, but apparently, like, does he have a record?
I don't know. I think he's just been a trainer.
Guy.
He's pretty old now.
Is he a jiu-jitsu guy?
He has a black belt from Eddie Bra.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's 10th planet.
He has a 10th planet black belt, but he's also a striker too. He does MMA training,
huh.
But yeah, he's a complete fraud shill.
Yeah. And oh yeah.
I think he always was, but he used to be allowed to talk about more edgy things. Yeah, things like that. Where he questioned the best. Now that's just crazy anymore. All right, we'll take this break.
Again.
After getting censored relentlessly on YouTube, with video after video and channel after channel getting taken down, we have decided to try a different approach.
We now have RenegadeVids.com, which features all the documentaries, parodies, compilations, sketches, and video discussions that are simply too accurate for the kosher censors.
There are now many hours worth of hard-hitting videos waiting for you to watch and share, so get on over to RenegadeVids.com.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Welcome back. Some good comments in the chat. Petro Bill saying Joe Rogan looks like a thumb.
He literally does look like a thumb. Yeah. That's the perfect explanation.
PJ Von Oven says Joe does some good work, guys.
You're going to get virtually choked out right now. Virtual rear naked choke.
He had a great interview with Elon Musk and Jordan Peterson. Yeah. Forbes E9 says plenty of knockouts in amateur boxing, but to each their own. That was the only amateur boxing I've really watched, and there weren't any knockouts.
It was side-by-side MMA.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to diss on boxing. I mean, I'm not trying to go up against a boxer like I'm better than them or something. I would love to learn more of that striking art. But when it's side-by-side, it's way faster paced in the MMA
and
cage.
It's so limited, where all you can use is left hand, right hand. And of course your feet moving around, but
in a fight, it's going to end up on the ground.
Your attacks are left hand or right hand. And really big padded gloves, it's actually worse for the heads.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because you're able to sustain so much more damage without getting knocked out.
Yeah, true. That's probably, it takes a toll. I mean, any combat sport.
And also with football, when they used to wear those leather helmets that had basically no padding.
Yeah.
So many fewer concussions because people also hit differently.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're just slamming into each other so freaking hard because they've got their gladiatorial padding on.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to learn some boxing, but kickboxing. I don't want to be limited to just my hands. I want to be able to use all my body to strike with, and then pair that with the grappling, and I'll be a sinja.
So I do think that it is, some of these sports are pretty cool where it's pretty limited.
Yeah.
Like Glima, the Icelandic Viking wrestling, where sometimes it's handholds, but pretty much the idea with a lot of old school European wrestling was that it ends once somebody gets to the ground and then you're able to disengage. So with Glima, you've got to take the person down to the ground and then you have to basically back away. You can't turn your back on them and run away. So it's really funny to watch. People can take a look at this where they'll throw the person down, disengage from them, and the person on the ground is obviously trying to hold them, so there's a bit of grappling going on, not just the grappling on the ground. And so then they have to walk away, so they speedily walk away backwards.
But like, that's funny.
But I do like some of that, where, you know, judo, they're all about the throws and everything, but people who just practice judo, they have ground game.
Yeah, I mean, there are chokes in judo, but if you don't have a gi, if you don't have a kimono on, you know, it might be harder to do. But judo is definitely an interesting, that's why MMA is so interesting to me. It's literally, I mean, it's mixed martial arts. You're incorporating boxing and kickboxing and
not really karate,
Muay Thai. I mean, there's some forms like goju and more of the traditional karate that is effective, not like Tiger Shulman's where you're just saying, like,
chopping through fake wood boards and stuff.
Krav Maga, the number one style, God. The winning style within UFC.
Pee your pants, gouge their eyes out. That's Krav Maga.
You can't bring the same... Okay, so the UFC, even though it's owned by Ari, they're not letting the Krav Maga guys be in their element. Well, they don't train and they don't compete.
They might kill
everybody. But also, they don't... They're not able to bring the sand in to throw in people's eyes. They're not allowed to kick or knee in the balls or punch.
There's actual honor involved.
You can't eye gouge. So, I mean, this is...
No fish hooking.
You're taking away their whole game. Jeez.
Yeah. We can't bring weapons. We can't bring the drones. No, Jews. No. Krav Maga is retarded. It's absolutely retarded.
Nordic Max saying, I boxed for 5 years. No serious injuries. And I don't doubt it.
Good.
But
that's probably because you're good.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who do sustain pretty bad head injuries, and I don't think it's just because of the big padded gloves and everything, too. I think a lot of the recent brain injuries that we're seeing throughout the NFL and all these different contact sports, it's all of the different
neurotoxins
that are in people's brains.
Yeah.
And they've been there for a long time.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So once a little bit of trauma... Yeah. Happens. I watched something about it. I think maybe once the trauma occurs, then for some reason the heavy metals and things, the aluminum, whatever, will start to congregate in that area of the trauma. For some reason, trauma then basically activates all those neurotoxins to be far more traumatic.
Wow.
Something like that. I'm not a neuroscientist. I did study a little bit of the neurology through psychology when I was in college, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
What I've seen, and when you compare it to what people used to suffer with boxing and other sports, it does seem like things are headed in the downward track, and it's
that
not
makes
natural.
Sense. Yeah, we're much more fragile because we've been poisoned. So
that's always going to be the case.
We're not as resilient.
Yeah, if you are not 100%, if there's something wrong with you, even if you can't really feel it or anything, if there are toxins within you, you're not going to be able to recover properly.
No. And the older you get, the harder it is. Children and, you know, young people are more resilient. The older you get, the harder it is for your body to heal. But boxing is great. I would love to box with all of you people in the chat. I would love for you to teach me your ways. I really love to learn. It would be so cool to have our own gym.
And what's good about boxing, too, is that you're actually practicing what you're doing, unlike Krav Maga.
You're sparring. So there's a live aspect to it, not like karate where your training partner is like faking
Krav Maga.
Yeah.
Or really any of these where you're just drilling over and over again. The training partner is essentially letting
Aikido.
You do it. Yeah, Aikido.
I mean, there might be some Aikido that's useful, but a lot of it's just stupid.
It's choreography.
Yeah, it's choreography.
And people get a really unrealistic idea of what martial arts, and especially European martial arts, which includes all the swordplay and everything, what it's really all about. Because they watch Hollywood movies, and it's just completely unrealistic choreography.
Yeah, like Taekwondo. When is that ever really going to be used?
Ah, the ninjas. I want some throwing stars. It's funny, we watched this series this guy put out, The Pink Man. Weird guy.
Yeah, he's kind of autistic, but he does good work.
He does good work. On the ninja myth, and it looks like it was literally just a created mythos around the ninja. And went back sometime. And there were people who were essentially just spies. Ninja just kind of meant spy.
Yeah.
But they created this whole idea.
Yeah, it wasn't like there were actual ninjas hiding in trees wearing those little outfits.
Maybe, there could have been some people hiding in trees, but the outfit's ridiculous. The black and, the throwing stars. Throwing stars existed, but they created this whole idea of the ninja probably as a way to get white people to idolize the Asians as well. I think they're just so freaking cool.
Yeah.
And now you've got the top of the line blender in the world. Ninja. I think it's one of the top ones. It's very expensive. Named after this fake kind of martial arts creation.
Ninja.
Yeah.
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, so many things.
Our son loves watching that.
Okay, I gotta admit, it's pretty...
I would love to try a ninja course one day. Like, before I'm too old to move my body.
No,
I'm
you wouldn't be too old.
I'm saying I want to do it before I'm too old.
You might
old.
Be too short.
I'm not too short. I've seen other girls do it, other little girls.
Oh, yeah, well, very athletic ones. 5'2 or something. It's just some of the obstacles.
They're smaller than me.
Some of the obstacles are designed so that they literally can't do it.
I know.
Sure, that one girl you saw.
But that little gymnastics girl, she went really far.
She did. Well, she went up some trampoline or something, was trying to split her legs to go on these two walls. It didn't matter how far she split her legs. They were not going to connect with the two walls so she could shimmy her way up.
Oh, but if they made one for her, she would have done it. If they made a little people course. They got to make a little people course, too.
It is impressive to see women completing the... It's just one course.
Yeah.
It's not a females and males course.
It's just one course.
And some women do pretty well. And some older people.
Yeah.
Paraplegics and things. It's pretty amazing.
I love watching people that are athletic and have talent. There's not enough of them. It's like a very small community of people that care about being athletic or physical fitness.
Well, Steven Seagal, he shows you don't need physical fitness. Somebody's mentioning him in the chat. Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah, that's another one that Pinkman debunks. And that other one, Frank Dukes. Frank Dukes.
They based the Bloodsport movie off of this guy, Frank Dukes, you know, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme. And the whole thing, he's fake. Frank Dukes is fake, yet they make this movie as if it was based off a true story. Yeah. And at the end, they give his statistics. The fastest knockout, you know, 0.49 seconds. He's won 400 consecutive fights with zero losses. These ridiculous numbers. Fighting in this underground, secretive Kumite. Yeah.
Kumite.
The Kumite. Where...
He just fought through
the thing everybody. Doesn't exist, but we wouldn't know that. We can't verify because it's secret. But Frank Dukes told his story. He worked for the CIA and all sorts of different groups.
Yeah, he was so cool. Another fraud.
I saw Chuck Norris, who is a legitimate martial artist, okay? He was good at karate.
Yeah.
But... And karate was the thing for a while. But I saw some old video where he had invited the Gracies, you know, a lot of the Gracies, in to teach one of his classes. And they show this...
Didn't they, like, work him?
They show him just a match, you know, exhibition between Chuck. Hickson. It was Hickson and Chuck. It lasted probably 25 seconds. Chuck was choked.
Chuck got choked.
Hickson Gracie was, I think he retired undefeated in MMA, right?
Yeah.
He never fought Sakuraba, who had defeated a number of the Gracies.
The
Gracies, if people are not up to speed, they're the ones who basically brought Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to America. The Gracie, he owned the first, the UFC... For the first, what was it, 3 or so?
Yeah.
And it was run. It was won by Hoist Gracie, the first three.
Yeah.
And then they sold it and everything. And, yeah, he was wearing his gi, which would make him so controllable.
It's an extra 4 pounds. There's so many things you can grab onto. You can choke with the gi.
Nobody seemed to know how to use it against it.
Jiu-jitsu.
Right. So that the Gracies are the reason for the UFC. And for jiu-jitsu, and Hickson Gracie, and the Gracies in general, dominated for a while, but there was this guy, this Asian...
Sakuraba.
Was he Japanese?
Yeah. I think he was Japanese, and he's big.
So he was a professional wrestler. So...
It was catch wrestling, though,
no,
right?
No. Professional wrestling in Japan...
Wrestling.
I don't know what he exactly studied originally, but professional wrestling in Japan is fake, meaning... The outcomes are determined.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But it's MMA. So it's like MMA with outcomes that are determined.
Do they have real knockouts then?
No.
Okay.
No, it's... maybe once in a while. So with WWE, some of the stuff hurts.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff, you're seeing them lift these people. Yeah. Some of it is real.
Right.
Okay, but it's choreographed.
Right.
I think it's a similar thing with so-called professional wrestling, which is MMA. fake MMA in Japan. But he transitioned from that over to the real stuff because I'm sure that's what he had been trained in. He knocked off a number of the different Gracies and ended with Hoyce, who had won the first three UFCs, which were actual competitions. This was a crazy thing about the first UFCs.
Yeah, it was like a tournament.
You had to go through your opponents in that one night on a pay-per-view.
Yep.
You had to beat this guy, then that guy, and then another guy, and then maybe another guy. And you're getting beat up and completely exhausted the whole way through.
Might have some broken bones.
So there were some people, because there were no gloves either. So they're going bare knuckles.
Yep.
And there were some people who couldn't continue. They won their matches. They couldn't continue.
They can't. Yeah.
I got a broken hand. I got a broken foot. Whatever. And, so Sakuraba beat Hoyce and a number of these other Gracies. And then Hickson and Sakuraba were going to fight. Hickson was the champion. This guy, he was the best of the Gracies. And that's why he actually didn't fight in the first three UFCs. They gave it to the smaller Hoyce to just show how a smaller person can dominate.
Yeah.
But Hickson's son died. One of Hickson's son died. And
Crone is the one that's alive.
Crone is the other
Crone
one.
Crone is a flat earth vegan.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a sick grappler. Like, he's amazing.
Well, he's 5-0 with MMA. Yeah. He just won't fight for UFC.
Yeah, good. Good. But he's an amazing grappler, too.
Oh yeah, he dominated jiu-jitsu. I remember him saying something about him not liking basically sport jiu-jitsu and the point system.
We were talking about that today because I think the point system is so stupid because you could be on the verge of like really go like a submission. You could be right about to choke somebody out, but they haven't tapped yet. Oh, time's up. Because you got more points.
And there are people who play the game just to score points.
They'll go into the fetal position basically to make it so you can't get any points.
So many different ways. Where it doesn't mean that they actually are dominating the fight. It's just that
they're using the system against you.
Whereas, you might actually be going for the submissions, they're going for points.
Yeah.
Which I think is just kind of stupid. But they do have submission grappling where it's only submissions, no points.
Now, it usually goes like a 3-minute round, a 3-minute round, I think a third 3-minute round, and then a 10-minute overtime. And if no one has tapped by the end of the 10-minute overtime, they'll just take in the last round into account. So whoever was dominating, going for more subs, or was on top, they'll give the win to. But those are my favorite kind of tournaments because, I got into this for self-defense. I didn't get into this for, like, pretty points and stuff, So I think the submission-only tournaments really get you to be in that real-life scenario where, okay, like, you're going to try to tap me out and choke me unconscious. No, I'm going to try to tap you out, choke you unconscious.
So just FYI for people... regarding Hickson, Petro Bill mentioned this in the chat. Hickson allegedly lost a Sambo fight because he did not know the rules. And Sambo
KGB.
Soviet style.
Yes.
Said, but no BJJ fights. And it's alleged. There's no video of Hickson losing that Sambo fight, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
But I just wanted to mention for people who might want to look more into this guy, when you're dealing with Brazilians, when we say Hoyce... Or when we say Hickson, or when we say Henner, or...
Hickworm.
the funniest thing is that all the Gracies seem to have a name that starts with R, and you pronounce
Hoyler,
it H. So Hickson, if you're looking it up, look up Rickson. R-I-C-K-S-O-N.
In Portuguese, they pronounce the R's as H's.
Yeah, so...
De La Riva.
Just so you know, you'd be looking up Rickson... Gracie, and there's a pretty good documentary on him.
Joke.
Just it was about one of the matches he had in Asia, in Japan, and there was another American involved too.
And he did well.
Oh, he won. Yeah,
he was a kickboxer.
But there were some really good matches that were there. So people like MMA. This documentary, it's called Choke.
Yeah, they even had this little tiny Japanese shoot wrestler who, like, got the
crap beat out of him. Got his face was all bloody, but he subbed this big guy in an armbar. Just this little Japanese.
He subbed two big guys.
Yeah, he subbed two big guys. His eyes were swollen shut.
He
armbarred both of them.
It was tournament style.
Yep. So he kept going.
So Hickson, this was the second year he had won it. So he had to go through these fights. He didn't get too damaged, but the guy he fought for the championship, he got messed up in the first fight, but he kept going.
He kept going.
He couldn't even see through his little slanted eyes.
His little eyes were all swollen shut.
Completely shut.
But that's what I love about this sport, is that even if you're a little skinny girl, like you weigh, what, like 117 pounds like me, you can still learn how to be dangerous. Yeah. It's not, you know, you're obviously not always going to be able to outmatch big people, but if you learn technique against someone that knows no technique, that size difference becomes very insignificant.
So, Sinead has never tapped me out.
But she's
been
time.
So close, and I know she can. That's why I have to be on my guard, because if I slip up...
Don't piss me off.
Honestly, those thin arms or the long legs...
Yeah.
I'll get choked out because we've drilled together. I know she very well can submit me in a number of ways. And I'll tell you what, she's very hard to submit as well. It's not easy.
I took a video, but we were going for another session before that, like 7 or 8 maybe.
Well, we did a bunch of 7, 10 whatever sessions together.
And then we were like, okay, none of us are going to tap right now, so let's just stop because I'm getting sore.
When we say this, it's not competition style. We're not trying to kill each other. I'm not smashing
but
her.
But we're going for subs.
We are going for subs.
The whole time.
Yes. You know, there's a little bit of etiquette when you're dealing with a 117-pound woman and you're a big guy.
Yeah, you're not going to, like, smash, like, jump on top of me and try and... You're going to try and use technique.
Right. I'd rather use technique to submit you rather than just my sheer size. But that being said, there are people who go hard against you, guys, who get tapped.
I tapped that guy out the other day during class.
The other guy that we were rolling with. Yeah.
And he's bigger than me. I mean, he's muscular, very muscular.
And so that's why it's so essential for especially women smaller guys, pretty much everybody,
children,
to learn how to defend themselves, because you might still get victimized. You might get sucker punched.
Yeah.
Explain.
Yes, this is what I was ranting about when we had the break before, and I was like, why are we on a break? We should just keep talking. So there's a difference between being a victim and taking it and not doing anything about it. Or being a victim because you got blindsided, you got sucker punched, you got lied to, you were born into a world where you were indoctrinated and your parents, you know, raised you to think a certain way. Well, that's not your fault. But if you don't do anything about it and say, hey, you know what, you victimized me, I'm not okay with that. I'm gonna get back at you, or I'm gonna make this right. I'm gonna take back my power.
Just because I'm on bottom getting pummeled or getting smashed doesn't mean I'm going to stay here.
That's right. And things can turn around so quickly.
And it doesn't need to be really big movements. It just needs to be directed, quick power.
Yep. And you always capitalize on their mistakes.
Right.
Any little tiny little slip up, any tiny little gap you see, you take advantage of that and you exploit that.
Imbalance. Sometimes people can be overly aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Use that energy against them.
Yep.
If they're coming at you really hard, say, even I knew this from wrestling back in 8th grade. If they're going to come in low shooting at you really hard,
get their head.
Then get their, well, you can't really choke people out in wrestling, but you can sprawl. I'm talking about wrestling.
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't choking people out in 8th grade. You can sprawl. Use their forward momentum and just put them right in the mats.
Yep. Because especially if they commit 100% to something and you're that wall there to say nope, and you put their head down. But that's why I like grappling and submission grappling, because it's a metaphor on life, you know? Especially, it teaches me so much about myself.
It's so ancient, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's instinctual.
Well, and you just look at the Epic of Gilgamesh, right, with the Sumerians, and He's wrestling. He has, you know, his wrestling friend. Oh yeah, the old statues or the
cauliflower ears.
Yeah, that one's the statue's actually called the Boxer. So I don't know what kind of boxing was being done, but his cauliflower ear was bad. Some people seem to take a little bit of pride in it. I don't like them myself.
No. I'm lucky that mine don't swell up like yours do.
Yeah.
I've got hard ears, I guess.
Yeah, well, so it's so essential, I think, especially for young boys and girls.
I love going to tournaments and seeing the young, like, before they go through puberty, the girls and boys fighting against each other. I think it's awesome.
There's no reason that they shouldn't be.
They're, like, the same exact body type. The girl doesn't have boobs yet. The guy doesn't have muscles yet. And it's so fun to watch because they're so talented.
Yeah.
There's still
a difference that I can see sometimes. I mean,
I think in the aggression level, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably it.
But that's good for girls to learn how to deal with the chances that they take and everything. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily a handicap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so good for our young children to have that kind of confidence in their bodies, and also just that physical awareness that they know how to actually use their bodies for more than just writing with a pencil in school.
And it becomes instinctual. You know, if you repeat something enough times, it gets muscle memory. You know, so the next time someone comes up behind you and blindsides you with a choke or something, you know, you're not even going to have to think about it. You know, drop down, chin to chest, do this, do that, and you're not even going to have to think about it. But if you're not drilling things, it's not going to happen. Drills make skills.
Well, that's how you become a good boxer. Because, as I said, there are only so many punches, really.
Right.
You've got the ones and the twos, the threes and the fours, fives and the sixes, right? You've got the jabs, the hooks, the uppercuts.
And
there are variations on them. But what you have to do is drill those over and over and over again. And the muscle memory and also your head movement and your ability to move. And so even with something like that, you're just having to do the same thing basically over and over again with the slight variations.
That's how your body learns. That's choreography and dance. I mean,
what's crazy about grappling is there are just, it seems like, unlimited types of...
It's chess for your body.
Unlimited
opportunities
or...
Possibilities,
yeah.
It's like a giant Rubik's Cube that's trying to crush you and choke you out. Like a human... Okay, you're like, okay, their arms... Okay, if I put my arm around here, okay, I got a guillotine, I got a Kimura, I got this. Okay, wait, no, they're doing that, so I got to do this. That's what I love about it. I don't have to think. My body just does.
Mm.
Are you skipping this break?
Yeah, I'm
going to take a break for a second.
Okay. Well, let's take the break then. No, we'll take the break.
I thought you got my hint. I was like...
All right, no.
Those extra shekels? Well, join Juba. Juba, with their Jewish partners, the Italian Coast Guard, and other NGOs, are recruiting now. We require sea taxi transporters to pick up Negroes out of the Mediterranean. The more bodies, the greater the pay. No sat-nav required. It is a one-way fare, and that is northwards to Europe. So join Juba today. Let's increase white genocide and make those shekels on the side. Juba, the transportation company.
All right, welcome back. Because we were talking about fighting, I did want to bring up this topic, which gets me pretty fired up, and it's one of the reasons I hate the UFC. That you've got men pretending to be women who are going into the women's competitions and beating the crap out of women.
Yeah, I guess now, one like broke a female skull.
Now, while I like seeing some of the young children being able to grapple with each other, no problem.
Right.
And boys not getting upset because they're losing to girls.
Right.
It's good to see. I do not like adult men pretending to be women beating the crap out of real women.
No, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Because, look, this isn't to say that a woman can never, defend herself against a bigger person. It's certainly
these
possible.
These trainees do get beaten.
Right. It's certainly possible. But we're looking at elite fighters that train all the time just for this one purpose. So you have a man who, obviously, men are stronger naturally. They have an advantage. Men are bigger and stronger. That's
even
why
at the same, even at the same,
us.
Even at the same weight, it's a very different physiology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, of course, you're going to have your exceptions, but let's be real. Men are bigger and stronger for the most part.
Who are the ones that they have right now? Somebody's mentioning Fallon Fox. Fallon Fox is a she.
Really? I don't pay attention to the UFC too much, but
yeah, Sally Cyborg is
are they
one
fighting
of them.
For UFC or Invicta?
Fallon
See,
Fox,
Invicta
I think
seems
is.
To be smaller. There's a local person that fights for Invicta, Florida girl. And she's a woman. I don't see any trannies fighting there. But I thought Cyborg was a tranny.
No, Fallon Fox was the first openly transgender athlete in MMA history.
Can we see a picture of it?
Yeah,
I'm really not okay with this. I think, then you're going to have your types. Oh, well, don't you want equality? I never said I wanted dudes to pretend to be guys and beat women up. I just want everyone to be treated with respect.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, sexy trad fighter.
Let me see. Oh, God. Ew.
It looks like maybe
man.
A Jew.
Oh, shit. That is
what
so
is that?
Creepy.
You know who probably approves of this? Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He let the...
That is so creepy. I mean, I've seen buff girls and, big women, but that's a dude.
Oh, man.
Holy.
Look at his shoulders.
Wow. Did it win? What's its record?
Let's take a look.
So that, okay, wow, ew, gross, nauseous after looking at that.
So Donald Trump thinks that men pretending women can be very beautiful, Miss Universe pageant 2012.
Donald Trump is a tranny. Everybody's a tranny, okay? Rennie told me that in the comment section.
5-1 for Fallon Fox.
5-1. Who did it get beat by? Just curious. Was it a real woman or was it another tranny?
No, Ashley Evans Smith. By
That's a
TKO.
Real woman? Nice. Good for you, Ashley. Good for you. You guys beat those trannies up.
Down in Coral Gables. Fought a number of fights down in Coral Gables.
Florida.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on down there.
Probably some Jewy shit.
Okay, so let's look up.
Isn't Chris Cyborg a cyborg?
Chris Cyborg? Is that Sally? What was it? What
is
it called?
I thought that was another man, right? Chris Cyborg?
Oh, there's somebody else, yeah.
C-R-I-S.
Okay, yeah.
And then Cyborg?
Yeah,
that's a dude, right?
Sally. Yeah, that's a dude.
Chris Cyborg. Come on, we can't act...
Even calling itself Chris, too. Look,
we can't
that's
act
so
like that's
gross.
A freaking woman. If you want to have male versus female fights...
Look at the abdomen
disgusting.
And the hips.
Go ahead. If there are two adults that want to do a male versus female fight, go for it. I don't think that should be illegal. But this is ridiculous. It's a women's division and a men's division.
No, this thing should be going to fight against McGregor or something.
But I'm pretty sure it got beat by a girl a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
let's look up Chris Cyborg's record.
It's just ridiculous.
So it's good that they get beat, but it's just still unfair.
It's wrong. It's normalized.
Because they could not compete against actual men.
Right.
20-1 with one no contest. So one person beat Chris Cyborg. So, is it the champion?
Probably.
Formerly Christiane.
Has the fucking title.
Santos.
What weight class is that even in?
In the featherweight. 144.
That's a featherweight?
Yeah.
So, it's probably a really short dude.
Yeah.
That's my weight division. So, like, some short freaking dude is in the featherweight division with boobs, with big boobs.
Yeah, so we got...
Does it still have a penis?
Probably not. I think you probably have to get it cut off to compete.
Ew. Cyborg, if you want to be in the women's division, Cyborg you just have to cut off your penis.
You've got to get implants and go on some hormone.
Wow. Or...
Cyborg is scheduled to face Amanda Nunes for the Women's Featherweight Championship fight on December 29th, 2018 at UFC... 232.
Disgusting.
Dana Anthony White and Ari Emanuel. You pieces of garbage.
Yeah, Dana White looks like a thumb, too.
He's gotten so fat.
Maybe a big toe. He's
Have you seen how fat toe. That guy has gotten?
Yeah, he's disgusting.
Dana White, fat. He didn't used to be fat. He used to look kind of like Joe.
Who?
He used to look kind of like Joe Rogan.
Oh.
I mean, look, there thumb he looks boys. Like he's got a pretty good...
I can't see anything because of the chair.
That's okay. Yeah, Dana freaking White. Garbage. They've taken something that's really attractive to people and they've Jewified it.
Yep.
With the whole Conor McGregor and Khabib drama.
Oh, jeez.
I think, was that the
Ronda
first?
Ronda Rousey and
yeah.
all these. They blow, it's retarded. Ronda Rousey just comes off as such a bitch.
I expect that it's only going to get worse under Ari Emanuel's control.
Yeah. We're going to be having, like, midget fights and stuff. Like, animals getting beat up in the cage.
Do you know, I think it was just a 1 year before they introduced the female fighters. He was asked, Dana White was asked, would you ever consider... women fighting? No, absolutely not. I really don't think the fans would like that.
Well, then apparently he saw Ronda Rousey and was like, oh my god, she's amazing. We should have women.
Women can fight?
That's the official story. Man. She was knocking dudes out. I don't know. The media really hyped up Rousey, though, so I don't know.
Yeah.
She's talented. She's definitely a talented fighter. I like Miesha Tate.
I don't know. I know the one who had the cauliflower ear explode.
Oh,
with a
that was
punch.
So gross. That's so disgusting. Why don't you just drain that shit? Why are you just waiting for it to explode?
I don't know.
It's disgusting. Cauliflower ears are really disgusting, but it's really interesting how, you know, your body just tries to help you out there. It's like, okay, you clearly need your ear to be harder.
A little thicker.
Thicker, because you're bending it all the time, so we'll just do that for you. But then you can lose hearing in your ear, apparently.
People who search for Fallon Fox also search for Joe Rogan, Dana White, Ronda Rousey.
Did Joe Rogan ever have hair at any point in time?
Yeah, back in the, what was it called? Talk Radio? You know that show he was on with Phil Hartman? This is where Joe Rogan came from.
I don't think I know that.
Talk Radio. It was Andy Dick on the show as well.
Oh, jeez. Didn't someone just show us a picture of Boyd Rice with Andy Dick or something weird like that?
Yeah, look.
Andy Dick said,
look at Joe. He reminds me of Joey from Friends.
That's
News
Joe
Radio.
Rogan.
News Radio, is it called? Yeah, Joe Rogan right there.
Oh my god. Wow, I didn't know that.
Joe Rogan. Yeah, he'd always wear a flannel shirt. And he had hair. Oh, he looks like such a... I hate to say Neanderthal, but the conception that we have of Neanderthals. Now, especially. Yeah.
So I never really knew where he got his start. So he just was picked to be a news person on the
show.
No,
It was a comedy. It was a TV show.
Oh.
A TV show called News Radio.
So he's an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he
I get it now.
Then
makes
he really got popular with Fear Factor.
Oh, yes, I remember that. He's making people eat like testicles and
stuff. Oh, yeah, he had these girls, white, I think it was blonde twins, maybe even, drink donkey semen.
Ew, what the fuck?
That's
disgusting. That's so Jewy.
Yeah.
That was on, like, nighttime television, families gathered around the TV.
Yeah.
Let's watch Fear Factor, family. that's disgusting. Wow.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm seeing it here. Fear Factor moments, donkey juice. Yeah.
Oh God, no! Let's just move on, please.
Oh, there's him at his podcast laughing about the incident too, drinking donkey semen, Fear Factor, and Joe Rogan's
that
laughing.
That was so funny.
Another one I found here: Joe Rogan talks about semen.
Oh God, he's clearly gay.
He has a different background now. He used to have
Jimi Hendrix.
He used to have Jimi Hendrix and Was it Elvis or something?
No, what does he have?
An American flag type thing. Yeah.
An American flag. I'm mainstream now, guys. I'm with the system. I'm with our president.
And Eddie Bravo, the resident conspiracy theorist. I saw some video of him on some conspiracy podcast wearing a Vegas Strong shirt.
What?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. They're all full of shit.
Yeah.
That's why we need renegade jiu-jitsu. We just gotta get our black belts first, then we'll be able to teach all you
so
guys.
So, in, you know, 12-something years
yeah,
from
give
now,
us some time. Well, we could just, when I get my blue belt, we could teach a few things. We'll see.
Yeah. Well,
we'll probably get kicked out of, like, the jiu-jitsu federation, even though we're not part of it. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. We'll see. You know what?
We'll just start our own jiu-jitsu
federation. I did see a grappler at something we were at where
he had a swastika
tattoo on his neck. Not even subtle.
Yeah, it was just
a huge freaking swastika.
Nobody cared. There were tons of people there. Nobody cared.
Nobody was going to say anything to him. Not because, oh, he could take them all. He probably wasn't even nearly the best grappler there.
He wasn't even a fighter.
I think he might have been, but I don't think he was competing there. But yeah, he was part of one of the crews that was there. One of the gyms. Yeah, and he had a huge swastika tattoo on his neck, just like the National Socialist swastika. Well, it wasn't pretending to be a Hindu swastika.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't think anyone's gonna get super offended at an event like where people like fighting. They're not really about, like, getting their feelings hurt and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I think when you are getting choked out and arm-barred and leg locked and things, I think that feelings and words,
they don't really come into play.
They don't,
like,
they don't matter as
how
much.
How do I not get hurt right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god, nobody called in. Nobody called in.
No, nobody did. We got 15 minutes left on the air. Hmm. Yeah, Renegade Dojo, I'd love that, but I couldn't teach people well.
I couldn't at this point.
No, I don't know enough. I'd have to watch a whole lot more YouTube.
Not even that.
I'm just kidding.
To learn from
real
people.
I'm going to watch lots of
That's
YouTube.
That's why we need to recruit. Like, nobody in the Renegade audience is a black belt in jiu-jitsu, really?
Well,
come on, people.
Crazy Raleigh might know some people.
Raleigh, are you a black belt in jiu-jitsu?
No, I don't think so. But he knows it. You have, if you're doing MMA, you have to know.
Yeah,
you got to know. Yeah. That's get smoked.
Yep.
I honestly don't even like the fights that only stay up on the
yeah, I like the ground.
Up with the punching and the kicking. I mean, it's cool up there, and that oftentimes it seems like that's what the audience likes.
Yeah.
These big punches and kicks. But you really see skills come out. I mean, not to say that there aren't huge skills there, but you see so much more variation.
Yeah,
down on the ground, yeah. Yeah. But I'm not going to pay money for any UFC fighting.
No, Dana anti-white.
There's so much cool stuff on YouTube, honestly. Old fights.
Yeah.
And just some of these smaller ones.
Yep.
Some good documentaries. Kimbo Slice. That's the guy
Kimbo
who started
Slice.
It all.
He's so ridiculous.
He was good.
Yeah.
He fought that cop. I think that was one of his last recorded fights. And that was
Remember
a contested
the
one.
Where him and his contender or opponent like gassed out and they both were too tired to go on.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
That's completely legitimate.
Oh,
it's
know.
Like
I understand.
It's like that fight scene in They Live.
I understand.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was because they tried to drop a bunch of weight too, so they were all like
shredded.
Yeah. Not even shredded. They were big fat guys, but they were, you know, undernourished and all. They had no energy. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you can't be a fighter and not eat meat.
Oh, yeah. Crone Gracie doesn't eat meat. He's top level athlete. He's really good.
Yeah, what I heard from Crone on that Eddie Bravo show he did about the Flat Earth, they took some time and they were just talking about him. It seems he was kind of forced into the fight world a bit,
yeah,
with the I'm huge sure. expectations, because his father is Hickson Grace and his older brother died, so he couldn't be the one to go on and carry the legacy.
Yeah.
So Crone likes fighting, he says, but he doesn't like going in there and basically unleashing violent fury upon another individual. Going in there with the intention of beating somebody within inches of his life. He doesn't really get a kick out of that.
No.
And I understand that he seems like a somebody who really cares about truth and I'm not just saying this because, look, he looked into the Flat Earth. Honestly, I've got a lot of big questions about Flat Earth and Globe Earth and all that stuff.
The
and there's so many shills.
The people put forward does not make sense at all.
So, but in any event, Crone seems like a genuinely decent guy. So maybe he'll have our back. I'll reach out to Crone if possible.
Yeah.
Try to explain to him the
Jewish problem.
The women problem. Crone, listen. There's a group of people who are screwing this world up.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Look at the base Bolsonaro or whatever the hell is
called. Oh, base Bolsonaro.
Yeah, with his menorah.
Yeah.
He's so Brazilian.
And his son's wearing the two t-shirts.
How did each son?
Okay, one son had the Mossad shirt on. The
other
had the...
Oh, yes.
The IDF shirt on.
Yeah.
It's the same two t-shirts that Tommy Robinson wore in different photo ops. So... Bolsonaro's sons, this guy freaking loves Israel, they were wearing the same shirts that Tommy Robinson was.
Yep.
The Mossad one, IDF. Exact same ones. It's like they just hand these out to their, you know, either crypto Jews or good goyim. Hey, put on this shirt. You'll look great. You're a right-wing, fashy extremist. I love it.
We need those shirts. Where's our Trump hat? Did someone send a Trump hat?
Yeah, I gotta check the P.O. box
soon.
Okay,
mail. We'll see if we got a Trump hat. Someone said they sent one.
It better have.
That'll be really great. I'm gonna get so many pics with that Trump hat on.
It'll probably force us to start doing some videos again.
Yeah, probably will. But guys, I was wrong about Trump. I'll have my Trump hat on. He's gonna build that wall any day now. He's gonna kick out those Jewish bankers. It's gonna be great.
Still taking hits off that hopium pipe.
Yeah, like a hookah filled with hopium. Yeah, guys, everything's great. We're winning. So much winning right now.
I don't keep tabs on the alt-right like I used to.
Well, they don't really exist anymore.
They're kind of done. But do those guys still really push Trump? I know Daily Stormer does.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Yeah, they still do.
They're still on the Trump train.
For the most part.
I know FedEye recently had on Kevin McDonald, who, by the way, has done some great work. He wrote Culture of Critique.
God.
He was on talking about the midterm elections.
That's good work.
Where our guys lost the House.
Oh, God, those Democrats. Those liberals.
Demon rats.
They are so demonic, but the right wing is a shining beacon of sanity. Isn't that what Red Ice used to call themselves? A beacon of sanity?
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, they did.
Always about questioning this and that.
Questioning the mainstream narrative. Yeah, not anymore. Huh, Henrik and Lana? Not anymore.
Genrik. We'll call him Genrik from now on.
Genrik? Why?
Like Genrik Yagoda.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
He was behind a lot of the Red Terror mass murder, a bunch of people.
Oh. Yeah, that's more fitting for both of them. Yeah. I haven't checked on Vera in a while. Vera Loktaff. I wonder what she's up to. I wonder if she's doing more ads for insurance.
I think the dumpster's still on fire.
Yeah, it is. That is one funny person to just watch on Gab. It's hilarious. She says really great things. Just makes me chuckle.
You imagine if your mom was on Gab?
I cannot imagine if my mom was on Gab talking about live streams and, like, Top Keck.
I would be so embarrassed. I would be like, Mom, get off.
Stop posting Pepe's.
Mom, get off a Gap. Stop posting Pepe memes.
People, it seems like, so fortunately, Pepe has kind of gone away too.
Oh, Pepsters.
You see some NPCs now. But,
oh, NPC. That is but so Pepe, edgy.
No, they've really seemed to
have given... Trump memes are lacking, too. I really miss them. They were good.
They've slowed down in a big way. Yeah, they have. They'll probably pick back up for the 20...
Oh, you betcha.
20 elections.
I wonder what's going to happen there. Who are we going to see run? Oprah. Elon Musk can't. That was my guess. But he can't because he's South African, apparently.
Oprah.
I could see Oprah winning. Definitely.
President Oprah.
President Oprah. With her own network, OWN.
Yeah, well, Oprah think about it.
Oprah owns everything.
Yeah.
It's actually NWO. Oprah is behind white genocide. It's not the Jews.
OWN, NWO.
Oh, my God. Oprah's the New World Order.
No, she's actually...
New World Oprah.
She's actually our gal. I'm serious. She exposed. She exposed the Jewish child murderers.
Well, she did, honestly.
Back in the 80s.
Yes. Oprah tried to tell us.
And then she decided to go undercover. This is honestly as ludicrous as the Trump stuff. Yeah, where Trump's really our guy. He's been hiding whole life.
I mean, Oprah is, though. She's our girl.
At least with Oprah, you could point to one incident where she actually had some...
She red-pilled the normies.
Yeah, where she red-pilled the normies.
Wow. Oprah was like my original red pill. She told me, she interviewed that fat Jewess that was talking about how her family tortured people and stuff. And then I was like, whoa, the Jews are crazy. If Oprah hadn't done that, I don't know if I would have come to these truths, Kyle. I don't know.
Does she still give away free stuff? Does she even have a show
anymore? I don't know if she still has her show. She used to give away stuff and everyone would freak out.
Yeah.
You got a free this. They would go, ah! Everyone would be so excited over the material stuff.
Like a $30 gift basket or something.
Yeah, freaking out. Like, oh my God, Oprah, you're so nice.
I just gave you some shampoo! Oh my God!
Oprah! You're the best! I mean, I wonder if they really walked out of the studio with all that shit. They probably took it at the door. Like, thank you. That was just for the show today.
Oh, those studio audiences with the shows, so ridiculous. And then the worst is when they throw in the laugh track and pretend like it was a studio audience. But as we were saying before with the Jewish comedy thing, unless people are cued with fake people laughing on the TV, they're not going to know that it's supposed to be funny.
No. It's a conditioning thing. Oh, everybody else laughed. I guess that means it's funny.
Yeah, they have those ones too. Ooh, burn.
Yeah. And then, yeah. It's so weird.
Isn't Michelle Tanner so cute? And then Bob Faggot comes out. I just raped a few children. He's so funny. Tell that aristocrats joke again.
Oh, God. I remember someone showed me that, and I actually couldn't comprehend what was going on. I was like, wait, but what? Are they trying to be funny? Like, what? I could not actually fathom what was going on. But it was just Jews being Jews.
Yes.
Saying the most disgusting, vile shit. But I didn't understand how it could be funny, so I was really confused. I was like, why... But why are they doing it?
Yeah, why do they have all of these stupid...
This isn't funny, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so disturbing. And who thinks of those things?
You know what was one of the more disturbing ones? Bob Saget's pretty disturbing. Penn and Teller, that guy.
Yeah, Gillette, what did he do again?
Penn and Gillette or something. The aristocrats joke.
Oh, I forget theirs. They're creepy. Yeah. Creepy.
Well, the guy who doesn't talk didn't really tell a joke.
Oh, okay. So it's just the fat guy.
Yeah, the big fat guy.
Oh, there's a lot of sick people.
Everybody who told that so-called joke.
Volcano now. They gotta go.
Let's have a roller coaster that goes up the volcano and dumps them in.
That would be pretty epic.
To become ashes that are then dispersed into the sky.
Yeah.
Different colored smoke. Did you know that you could tell which kinds of Jews were being burned by which color smoke was coming
up
the
chimneys. Is that what they claim?
I'm pretty sure it was freaking Eli Wiesel.
That's ridiculous.
Eli.
Different kinds of Jews. Like, what different kinds of Jews are there?
Depending on where they came from, I think.
Oh my god, are you serious? That's what he said. Yeah.
Eli Wiesel.
Eli Wiesel. With his fake.
Different.
Stories.
Color smoke.
But it was real in his mind, so. You know. It happened in his mind, not in real life. But that doesn't matter. Have you found it? I mean, just even Irene Zisblatt's story of defecating diamonds.
Daily.
Defecating diamonds daily. Oh my god.
Okay, no,
and
no.
Like,
no.
Levitating over a fence.
It wasn't Eli. It was... Okay.
Oh my god.
Here we have a case of survivor delusions. Yet this crank is no different than the others. He just had the misfortune of being cross-examined in a court of law. So
bet.
See what happens when they're cross-examined. Read on. Excerpt. He told of how he and other internees even thought they could tell whether fat or skinny people, Ukrainians or Poles, were being cremated by the color of the smoke.
Oh my god.
This came out because of the Ernst Zundel trial in 1985.
Oh my god, that is so insane.
Yes.
But they know. They have chosen capabilities. They know their own.
Oh, they're burning Ukrainian Jews now. Look at the color of that smoke.
It's blue. Really? How could... Oh, my God.
Oh, they're going after the fatties today. Oh, no.
It's the Poles. Oh, my gosh. It's so insane that such a big lie has been able to stick in everybody's minds. Many generations.
And I love how they always skew the truth. And they have the Hitler quote talking about the big lie.
Yeah.
And they don't put it in context that he was talking about how Jews tell the big lie.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the big lie is that, oh, don't blame the Jews. That's just the big lie. Jews didn't do nothing.
Yep.
Jews did do something.
They did a lot of things.
Yeah. But we're out of time. And you know what quite a few of those things are. Well, to have them paying attention. Thanks, Sinead, for doing the show with me. Thanks for listening. Stop killing yourself, Goy.
Something bright like a diamond shone. Mist and magic filled the air. From wedding feast to devil's lair. Suddenly the walls ran red. Kith and kin all lying dead. None to follow, none to chase. Fear and pain.
Most of you are already aware that the sick freaks ruling our world are engaged in some of the most horrific crimes against children imaginable. This dark and depraved underground is something any healthy person would not even want to consider. But we must investigate their operations and expose these criminals to the light of day so that justice might be done. The recent Pizzagate revelations are just the tip of a massive iceberg. Watch The Big Picture, Pizzagate and Beyond. Learn the terrifying truth at beyondpizzagate.com.